Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Welcome to this Sunday morning. I hope you've got up, you yawned, you stretched, you put the dogs out, and you're ready to learn something. You're listening to this show, as Josh just told you. This is a show that is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So what does that mean? That means this show is all about you. You work, or you're going to work, or you already worked and maybe you're retired, but you have been, will be, or you currently are part of the workforce. So this show is dedicated to you. And each week, I and all my great guests, we share information with you that's going to help you to be more effective, more productive, going to help you through some of those career changes, transitions, and we're going to help you to steer clear of some of those potholes that maybe we stepped in along the way. Because after all, guys, your career is a journey. It's so seldom that your career is linear, meaning you start off in one job and say, you know, one day I'm going to be this, and I'm each... You know, each and every year I get a little closer to my destination, and it's all with the same company, and I'm going to be awesome one day. And you know what happens is just as you start doing that, you know, life is funny. Life gets in the way. There's some transition that happens. Sometimes it's brought about by you, but sometimes companies merge. They get acquired. They fold. They go away. They relocate. And now your perfect plan to go linear and straight to the top, your deck just got reshuffled, and what do you do? What do you do? I know, because my deck's been reshuffled many times. I'm still shuffling. So let me tell you something. And some of the stories I tell you, again, it's where I've taken a left where I should have taken a right. My guests are not afraid to share their personal career journeys. Again, it's a journey. And I always liken it to like climbing a rock wall. If I was going to climb a rock wall, the easiest way would be to just climb straight up in a line, straight up, and I'm going to grab this rock, go up, go up, go up, go up, and I'm going straight to the top. But guess what? Sometimes it doesn't work that way. I have to climb back down, go to the left, find better footing, get my hand in a crevice, and then I can climb back up again, then maybe move back over and on my way to my destination. So change in transition is something we can't get away from. It's part of our career journeys, and today we're going to help you. We're going to give you some tips. My guest is awesome, and I'm going to introduce her in just a minute, but what I want to do right now, I thought it was funny. I was poking around the internet this week, and I found some interesting workforce, what I call 10 shocking workforce facts. Da-da-da-da! And the first one, and each one of this didn't come out of Pete's book of knowledge. This is information readily available on the internet. And the first one is a recent study by Career Builder shows that a whopping 58% of managers said they didn't receive any management training whatsoever. None. Think about that. That's the majority of managers receive no training, no management training. They were probably good at their job, so they get promoted. But that doesn't mean they're equipped with the skills to deal with people. The next one, number two, Lee Branum, author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, revealed that 89% of bosses believe their employees quit because they wanted to make more money. Okay, 89%. You know why they believe that? Because it absolves them from any potential wrongdoing. The real statistic is 12% of people leave for more money. Number three, and this is one that I love, and I threw this one in here for myself. You guys remember that song by Loverboy in the 80s? Everybody's working for the weekend. I'm not embarrassed. Everybody's working for the weekend. Okay, you know it. Now, VH1 still lists that as number one of the top 100 songs from the 80s. And you know why I think that? It's because people really are working for the weekend. They hate their jobs. They can't wait till the end of Friday comes around and the Saturday, you know, toes in the sand, beer in the hand or whatever it is. I think there's a reason and a correlation to why that song is still so popular. All right, number four, a Harvard Business Review survey revealed that 58% of people say that they trust strangers more than their own bosses. Are you kidding me? Think about that. The level of distrust in our workforce this is why people leave jobs. They don't even trust their managers. It's unbelievable. All right, number five. Global studies reveal that 79% of people who quit their jobs cite a lack of appreciation as their number one reason. Lack of appreciation. So easy to just say thank you. Thank you for going that extra. You know, I appreciate you staying a little bit late. I appreciate the hard work that you do. But I guess it's just too hard for people to appreciate other people. Unbelievable. Here's another one by Career Builder. Career Builder recently released a study that revealed that 2 out of every 5 employees suggest they've gained weight at their current job. Number 7. American workers forfeited nearly 50% of their vacation in 2018. Can you imagine that? Here it is. It's coming November, getting into December, and they still have 9 days left, and they take 4. They're not even taking, and they cite the reason is they don't want to fall behind. Man, oh man, people are creating misery for themselves. Take your vacation, people. Number 8. Here's an interesting workforce. This is shocking. People still fall in love at work. A study by Glassdoor suggests that men and women are almost equal when it comes to finding love in the workplace. Women find love a little more frequently than men. However, 52% reported finding love at work compared to only 48% in men. That's still a lot. We find love at work. Guess what? That's where I met Angie, the love of my life, at work, doggone it. So, I mean, that statistic holds true in the Langlois household. All right, number 9, the Conference Board reports that 53% of Americans are currently unhappy at work. Oh, man, consider that. Half the workforce is unhappy. That's sad. Wow. And the last one, okay, and this one kind of goes with number 5 about not being appreciated, is recognition. People want recognition. They want to be recognized and rewarded for their performance. It goes right along with the appreciation part. These are the reasons why people leave jobs. Recognizing and reward your employees. If you're a leader, if you're a manager, that stuff's easy. I mean, that's textbook. Seems like common sense. Guys, I told you I had a great guest today, and I have a phenomenal guest, and I want to tell you, my guest today is Dr. Kim Bynum. And I'm going to read you a little bit of her bio because I want to make sure I get it right. And she has a great career. And I always say this too, before I introduce Dr. Kim Bynum, is that when you get advice from people, make sure it's from an expert. I give employment advice. Why? Because I've been in the employment industry for over 20 years. I am an expert. I have literally placed thousands and thousands of people. I've been a leader in my industry. I built S&I companies to a $120 million staffing company with over 400 employees and 37 offices nationwide with almost $10 million in annual profit. Okay, I'm an expert in the employment industry. When I have coached more people through difficult situations than most people ever will. You know, I'm not some person that's on the beach at 10 o'clock in the morning and dispensing wisdom, and I only have 3 total years in the workforce, and I'm awesome, and here's some nuggets to live by. You get your advice from an expert, and Dr. Kim Bynum is an expert. Guys, Kim is a military veteran. Her 21 years of military service as both enlisted and an officer in the United States Navy. And she's done sea tours on several warships, not pushing a pencil on shore duty. She's been out on warships, people. And USS Kearsarge, destroyer USS Gonzales, and guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg. Her final naval assignment was at the United States Central Command in Tampa, conducting maritime planning for General Mattis. Hello. She has a degree in electrical engineering and a doctorate in economics. Economics and management. She's married for 26 years and the proud wife of a U.S. Marine. Ooh-ah. And the mother to a special needs son, 24 years old, that has cerebral palsy, and a daughter that she has is a competitive gymnast, a level 9 gymnast. Holy cow. After transitioning from the... Listen, she's had some career transitions, so she can coach you through this. After transitioning from the military in 2013, Kim served as Director of Operations, District 4, Medical Examiner's Office for the City of Jacksonville, and Deputy Director, Military Affairs and Disabled Services for the City of Jacksonville. Next, she was the chief of staff for programs at Wounded Warrior Project. And currently, Kim is a management professor and business consultant. In her work now, Kim works with people in career transition and facilitates a program called How to Land Your Dream Career in 90 Days, and which we're going to talk extensively about here. She also serves on the board of Operation New Uniform, a nonprofit dedicated to helping military veterans and their families transition to corporate careers after their military service. Kim, welcome to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy.
Wow, thank you for that fantastic introduction. I'm so happy to be here with you, Pete.
Well, I'm glad you hear it. And those are a lot of words, right? That's a lot. But in your career, like at this point in your career and in your life, you've been through what right now directs you to this transition, to career transition and helping others with that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just from my own experience of transitioning. And I'd like to say that my first job, this whole 21-year Navy career, was that planned linear path, but it wasn't. So I graduated from high school, tried the whole college thing, had a scholarship, full academic scholarship, and I thought my linear career was chemical engineering at Ohio State. And then that was the number one party school back in that year, which I won't share. And so I partied my way right on out of that academic scholarship into the Navy. And so even then, I had no idea that that would turn into a 21-year career. That's just what happened. Soon enough, though, in 2013, as I transitioned out of the Navy after making that a full career, I learned real quick about transition, right? So 21 years in the Navy, the only job I had ever interviewed for was like a Taco Bell cashier position when I was 16. I don't even think they interviewed me other than to say, what's 7 plus 2? Okay, you can add, you have the job. And so I quickly realized this is crazy. This is scary. And it took me on this journey of learning really fast, really furious, and really scarily about transition, career transition specifically. And we can talk a little bit more about that and how scary that was. But as I went through these jobs, as you can see, several transitions from local government at the city of Jacksonville, then into the nonprofit sector with Wounded Warrior, then into academia, being a professor, and then finally landing here and as a business owner and entrepreneur, which I finally found my passion, I realized it wasn't just military that were experiencing these fears and frustrations with career transition. Everybody has these issues either with the whole thing of just being completely overwhelmed or at least with one or two or three of the aspects of career transition. And those facts that you gave out make me realize that there's probably a lot more people that would like to be doing career transition. And so we need to talk.
Right. And you know what I found, and, you know, as a military veteran myself, someone that came out of the Navy ill-equipped to join the workforce and to embark upon my career, you know, I worked hard while I was enlisted in the Navy to get my bachelor's degree. And I came out thinking I'm going to carry a briefcase, don a suit, and I'm just going to step right in. Well, I interviewed a few times and I didn't get the job and I was uncomfortable and I couldn't figure out why. Fortunately, I had a friend that had a construction company. I laid brick pavers for a year, every day laying my patterns with the brick pavers. I kind of gave up on interviewing for a little bit. It beats you down to not be prepared, you know, and there's not a whole lot of information, at least it wasn't back then, of people saying, oh, here's how you interview, here's how you prepare, here's how you build a network, here's some of the things that you can do to transition successfully. And you've lived that too.
You know, and I think that whether we're talking about military or whether we're talking about, I'm a professor, so I see a lot of folks that are working on their MBA, they're coming back to get more education. Or there's just people that are in the workforce right now that have the skills and experiences to transition, but we kind of give up on our dreams. We're just like, when you got out of the military, and same with me, my first job, I wasn't thinking about what's my dream, what do I want to do, what's my passion. I was just thinking, what the heck job can I get to pay bills? And especially when add on the layer of I'm scared to interview, I don't know how to interview, I don't know if I have the education, all of these other things that come into it. And so that to me is where I think not just military folks, but a lot of people, we just kind of get stuck right there. And the first part, I think, of career transition is, what the heck do I really want to be doing? And we don't even do that.
Right, right. I see that a lot where people, you know, I'll call people sometimes because I'm a professional recruiter, and I'll call and I'll say something like, hi, Kim, it's Pete from S&I Companies. I'm a professional recruiter, and I came across your background. Boy, I'm recruiting on something that's pretty hot right now. Do you have a couple of minutes? And people will get up and hang on a second, get up and shut their door. We have a conversation, and at the end of that 20 or 30 minutes, even though I provide a lot of information to them, they'll say, yeah, include me in that. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, that's a little bit troublesome for me because, you know, they weren't expecting Pete to come jumping out of the bushes and say, hey, I have this today. But they're ready to take a quick leap of faith without proper due diligence. What's a day in the life look like? What's the company truly like? The due diligence that it takes to make an informed decision? Because I feel like people that are so ready to just jump at the next opportunity, those folks might have a short and unsuccessful next step in their career.
Well, Pete, think about this, though. I don't think it's people's fault. When we grow our kids up and they get out of high school, I have a niece that just graduated, you know, this May. What do we do to them? What do you want to be when you grow up? And we make them tell us, what are you going to college for? What's your degree going to be in? And they have to tell us, right. I'm going to go to college, for me, for example, I'm going to go to Ohio State for chemical engineering, and I'm going to become a chemical engineer. I don't know what that is, what they do when they show up at work, you know, what am I going to be doing sitting at a desk in a lab, da 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 da. And so I think we train our children and we train our as a society to not do our due diligence and just fill this job description and be like, yeah, I want to do that. And for military folks, especially at Operation New Uniform, the favorite job title is project manager. And then I say, sure, so you're going to be a project manager. You're going to walk into your building. And I make them go through this, my clients too, go through this and say, what does your building look like? It's 8 o'clock, you just walked in, what's your office look like? What do you, when you open up your email, who emailed you and what does it say? And they're just looking at me like, huh? You know what? Are you going to meetings? Are you going to lunches? What? And no idea. Mm-hmm. And I can't blame anybody for that because I believe we do that in general to our kids.
We program them.
We program them, right?
Right. Well, Kim, tell me about Navigate, how to land your dream career in 90 days, because that sounds like a very bold promise.
Ah, I love that. I'm glad you brought that up and you held me accountable for the promise. So what I found in my experience with career transition and with folks that are going through career transition is we don't take it seriously. Finding your next dream career is a full-time job. Right. And we don't treat it like that. We treat it like I'll work on a little bit here. I'll work on a little bit there. I'll throw some resumes out instead of having like, you know, we spend more time trying to plan out what car we're going to buy or our daughter's 16th birthday party than we do our career. And so how to land your dream career in 90 days is basically a promise that if you will engage with me through Navigate and you put your effort and your work into it and treat finding your dream career like the full-time job that it is, that it shouldn't take longer than that because you're putting all of this effort into finding that dream career.
Right. It seldom happens by accident. You know, if you want everything to align, you want the moons to align for you, you have to align the moons.
It's
very rare that the great opportunity just comes, you know, here it is and presents itself. You have to identify it. You have to know what it is you're looking for, or you're not going to find it. So let's say I decide, Kim, I'm in this career seeking mode. What do I do?
Well, the first thing that you can do is it's Sunday. We've got a free webinar that we're putting out on tomorrow, Monday, July 16th at 6 p.m. And so we'll tell you about the link at the end of the show for that. But basically, what you need to do if you're listening to this and you're serious about landing your dream career in 90 days, the first thing you need to do is get really, really clear on what is that dream career. The first thing that I find is that people won't do the head work, the mental work that it takes to really hone in on what do I want to be doing. And I'm preaching at myself right here. Do you see how many jobs I had from 2013 to 2019? Because what was I doing? I was falling into jobs that were easy, that were comfortable, that sounded good to me, sounded like something I should be doing. They sounded like they were, the job descriptions were the ones that were appropriate for me. Instead of me taking the time to think about what did I need to be doing, what did the job need to to consist of for me to be happy, for me to be fulfilled. So that's the first part, and everybody wants to skip over that and just get their resume and start submitting to the black hole. So we spend a lot of time.
Oh, it is a black hole. I just have to say, if your best course of action, finding your job, is just to broadcast your resume all over town and just, you know, hope something's going to stick, that is the black hole, people.
And that's what happens, is people feel like they can write one resume that they found online, you know, and then dump that 1,000 different places, that same resume. So, and that can be frustrating. It can be defeating. So bottom line is, Navigate allows you, we get the headspace right, because that's important. And then we just work through charting a course, right? We create this roadmap for you that you're very much a part of. And it's everything from, it's a strategy, right? So it's everything from your personal branding to how you're going to market yourself, to your network, growing one if you need to, and leveraging one if you have one, to interviewing skills, salary negotiation, from top to bottom, start to finish, all of those things. And it's a roadmap, a cohesive roadmap for you, that we work together. And then we have group coaching, and we have accountability partners to hold you accountable to the activities that you need to do. It's been working fantastic. And a lot of it has been modeled on what I've done wrong over the past 6 years, and also what I've learned through my experiences of watching Operation New Uniform and what they've been able to do with their veterans. And I'm thrilled to be able to be a part of that program as a board member and also as a trainer.
Well, you know, that's where I met you, Kim, and watched you, you know, when you introduced the program. And I remember my first time going as a military veteran. You know, I was excited to be there and hear more about the program. But to see you get up and introduce, and at the end, and you are so proud of each individual person, and they get up and they tell their stories. And these are veterans that are now equipped to transition well into the workforce. And it's I'm glad to be a part of it, but I can see that you're very passionate about it, and it comes across in your delivery. And once I saw you up there, I said, this dynamic, she needs to be on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy and tell her story. So I'm glad you're here. Let me ask you this. Now, hang on. Josh, are we running into that time? Okay, guys, listen. That music we're hearing right now tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV. Workers, and if you missed the first part of the show, boy, you missed a doozy. This is a great show. Again, we're dealing with career transition, and now the economic conditions are such that there's a lot of people dipping their foot in the pool and thinking about what's next. Some people are miserable in their career. We heard some startling statistics at the beginning of the show that 53% of people are unhappy in their jobs. They're miserable. They're sad. It's unbelievable. If you're at all considering career transition or looking for that next step in your professional career, the first thing I'm going to recommend you do is go to NavigateWomensTribe.com, and that's NavigateWomensTribe.com, and sign up for the free webinar that Dr. Kim Bynum is doing tomorrow. She'll coach you through how to get that dream career in 90 days, and she has a specific program that spells it all out. And Dr. Bynum, I am so happy that she was here for the first part of the show. Dynamic speaker. She has podcasts that you can follow. But the first thing you do, I'm going to say it one more time, because if you didn't get your pen and paper out, get it out right now and write this down. It's www.NavigateWomensTribe.com. It's a great webinar that's going to help you be prepared for that career transition. Very important stuff. Guys, If you're a boat owner, there's 2 days that they say are the best in a boat owner's life. And that's the day you buy your boat and the day you sell your boat, right? That's because a lot of boats can be an endless money pit. You know, you fix one problem after another, or depending on where you go, you fix the same problem multiple times, all preventing you from all the joys that are associated with boat ownership. Guys, if you want to repair your boat engine, your boat motor, and do it correctly, or you want to have it serviced, you know, you make the one call that I make, and that is to Marine Max. And I call Mike and his team of certified technicians at Marine Max. The number is 904-338-9970. Again, boat owners, write this number down. 904-338-9970. It's Marine Max of Jacksonville. It's a full-service dealership with the area's highest quality marine repair and service operation. I make that call. Mike and his team, they're fantastic. They fixed a problem that I had, a recurring problem, and they did it right. They got my boat back to me on time and on budget. It was exactly what he said. 904-338-9970. Mike and the good folks over at Marine Max. Guys, each week we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry helps managers become more effective leaders. And he gives tips that are isolated on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. So without any further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Hey, congratulations. You just hired the perfect candidate, or as I say in search, you found the unicorn. You worked really hard on the job description. You identified the skills, the experience, education that person needed to be successful. Not only that, you crafted the smartest interview questions to ask, and you put together a panel of your best interrogators. I mean, your best interviewers. And it took months to find the right person. But here they are, a perfect match, and you can't wait for them to start. Fast forward 6 months, and it's time to do the review. How many new accounts have you generated? Zero. How much revenue has been generated? Zero. How much team conflict and negativity has been generated? A lot. So what went wrong? Was it the onboarding process? Did he not get the training he needed? Chances are you simply hired the wrong person. But how could that be? HR, they were giving each other high fives because you did everything right. Well, it turns out there's a continuum of skills and traits that go from easy to difficult to develop. Things like communication skills, technical skills, presentation skills, client management skills, those things can be learned and developed somewhat easily through training. However, personality traits like energy, positivity, courage, authenticity, adaptability, innovation, handling stress, those are much harder to develop and they're more innate. Most likely in your interview, you only focused on skills and experience and you completely ignored attitude, traits, and personality. So how do you do it? What is the proper way to hire for attitude? Well, first of all, you need to know what the job requires. Do you need someone who is organized? Do you need someone who is outgoing? Do you need someone who is a great learner? Do you need someone who is a great process thinker? Or in my case, are you someone or do you need someone who can make it rain? One of the ways to best define the qualities you need is to look at your top performers. The people who are currently in that role. What do they do that separates them ahead of the rest? Again, a first step is to define the traits needed for that particular role. Second, find yourself a personality assessment that can assess that person's fit and potential. Now, a caution here. This should be used for screening purposes only. It should not be used to make the actual decision, and more on this later. Next, create questions to evaluate the traits that you're looking for. Tell me about a time where you had to energize the team after a failure. Tell me about a time that you innovated your way to increasing market share or solving a problem. Finally, another practice hiring managers do is they create situations where you can get insight into the person's real personality. Now, check with your HR about this, because I don't know that they're going to be giving high fives about this idea. But here are some examples to get more insight. You know, find out from the security guards, if you have them, hey, how did they treat you? Were they rude? Did they get impatient? How did they treat the receptionist? You know, how did they interact with the other candidates? Were they outgoing? Were they competitive? You know, I even heard of one company that they took all the candidates who out to dinner, and they knew that they were all competing for that same job. And then they stopped the dinner and they had them give an impromptu speech. And so the first person stands up and says, hey, you know what? Let me try. And this person's a ringer, meaning this person is actually an employee who already had a speech prepared and was a super dynamics presenter. So talk about the stress of having to go after that person did. So the intent here is not to be mean, because these people who you're interviewing are the potential future of your organization, and being mean is just not appropriate. But the point is, gather as much data, especially when that person is acting in normal situations. So this all may seem daunting. Identifying traits for the job, personality assessments, interview questions. One tool I have used is called the Predictive Index Platform. And it is just that. It's a platform, a tool you can use to identify job requirements, which include skills and personality traits. It also has a personality assessment that diagnoses how good a fit this candidate is, and it even provides tools to onboard and to develop your new hire. So if you're interested in the Predictive Index and you want to take the assessment for free, just get in touch with me. My website is MendozaAndOBrien.com, and as always, please connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Coach Larry. Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien. He's the Chief Learning Officer for Mendoza and O'Brien. I highly recommend you engage Larry O'Brien. A lot of folks go to my website each week, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Managers, you know what, they'll meet and they'll listen to Coach Larry's segment. If you go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, weekly contributors, then you go right on to Coach Larry and you can see each one of his lessons. And there's probably 30-some-odd lessons that he's given. You listen to what Coach Larry says. You talk about it with your managers and other folks that want to become effective leaders. And then you implement what he tells us, the advice he gives us throughout the week, and you come back around, circle back around, do it again every week. It's a good way to tighten up, learn a little bit more, and if you have a continuous improvement program, Coach Larry should be a big part of it. I highly recommend you engage Coach Larry, Mendoza and O'Brien.com. Guys, the next part of the show, this is our ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier. And if you are a frequent listener, you know you're going to laugh right here because it's always a very funny segment. But this is a gentleman that works at a manufacturing plant in upstate New York. I was originally contacted by his HR director to help give him some guidance with some of the employment issues and, you know, some of the problems that David seems to be facing. So I contacted him and we had a lovely conversation. And if you didn't hear it, you can always go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and go to our past episodes, and it's there in its entirety. But after that conversation, I said, David, if you could just give us an update of your issues with HR each week, we would love to just air them. So every week he sends us a little update. And his last update, he was tasked with hiring 5 new engineers. And he told us that, you know, in order to really see how people perform under stress, he's going to bring into the interview process a group of actors that are going to frighten the candidates to see how they deal with stressful situations. Now, that's got HR problems written all over it. But, you know, today is the update, so I can't wait to hear the update on this segment we call the Ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mosier from Upstate calling in to give you an update from last week's call-in, which I was informing you that I was going to begin my interviews for the five new positions at my manufacturing company. We've started our interviews. I've done three interviews, and I have two more scheduled for next week. I'm not going to really discuss the results of the interviews quite yet. I'd like to share that with you in mass when I've completed all of them, but I was pretty happy with how the first three went. The first interview I did for one of the engineering positions, I decided to have somebody from the theater group that I've hired to assist me with this and sit in on some of this. I had somebody from the theater group wear nothing but a diaper and sit in the corner of the interview room when we had the lights darkened somewhat, and had them do nothing but rock back and forth and quietly saying "Mommy" over and over again. And I had brought the interviewee in and conducted the interview with that, never acknowledging this person in the corner in a diaper rocking saying "Mommy," and just noted the behavior of the interviewee and their reactions and how they handle it. Quite interesting. In the second interview, and I did all these in one day because I had to squeeze it all in, time being what it was, in the interview room availability. In the second one, I had two identical twins from the theater group that dressed in 1920s tuxedos, and they sat at the interview table with me and never said a word, except what I instructed them to do is every time the interviewee answered an interview question, I wanted them to laugh in an uncontrollable and hysterical manner at each and every answer that was provided. This allowed me to monitor how they reacted to that situation and see how they performed under less than ideal conditions. And then the third one, which isn't a complete test for reasons I'll describe in a moment, in the interview table, I set out a huge buffet of food, all kinds of stuff, a chocolate fountain, shrimp, all kinds of very delicious and appetizing food. And I had one of the theater group members that was dressed in a full New York State Trooper uniform. Very realistic, got it from like an Army Navy store, looked excellent, except that they had wore an additional tag on their uniform that just said "Food Police," and they had reflective sunglasses and the trooper hat pulled down nice and tight, and they just stood at attention by the side of the table as I interviewed with all this food in the center, and just had the "Food Police" sign on them. And I got a chance to see how that played out during the interview process. Unfortunately, Becky from HR must have got wind of some of this, because she did come down during that interview, poked her head in and asked how everything was going and if everything was okay. The interviewee didn't say anything. He just kind of stared at her blankly. And I didn't say anything, obviously, and the trooper was stayed in character the whole time. So that went pretty well. But that's a difficult one to measure because our interview process was interrupted. Anyway, two more interviews next week. And then I'm going to take a look at these in mass, and we'll discuss what I think the results are and how they went.
All right. That just happened. That was the ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier. Each week he's going to send me an update, and I don't know about you. I can't wait to get my updates. I love my updates from David Mosier. Guys, remember, you can always listen to my show in its entirety. PeteTheJobGuy.com. This is a host. There's a wealth of information out there. I isolate Coach Larry so you can always have his leadership lessons to be part of your business, your training, if you will, each week. But my show is always out there. If you want to have a shout out for Boston Danny, you want to recognize, reward somebody for great performance, you know what? Let us know. We'll put something out on the website. Boston Danny will give you an update, and pretty soon we're going to have Boston Danny's update. But I want want to make sure you go to my website. We have Angie's Picks on my website, which is pretty good. You know, my wife and I have been in Jacksonville over 30 years, and, you know, we kind of guide you through some of the local places, where to eat, where to shop, some different things. So if you want to try something new or something better, go to Angie's Picks. It's right there under events on PeteTheJobGuy.com, and it's there for you. You know, I am a professional recruiter, and I like to distinguish that because I'm here giving career advice to people each week, to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and if I can help you in any way with that next step in your professional career, or if you're an employer and you need a whole bunch of people and you need someone that's been doing it a while and you don't want to just go for a shoe shine and a handshake and someone that slipped your business card, just you can email me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, or go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Which brings me to my next point. If you would like to be a part of the show, perhaps as a show sponsor or a guest on the show, I'd love to have you. The people that I have as my guests are some of Jacksonville's most influential people. If you're a leader, an entrepreneur, or you have goods and services that you want to tell people about, I'd love to have you. If you're a hiring manager in town and you want to get the word out, it's not working by posting your ad, come on my show. Let's talk about your open positions so that all the workforce of Jacksonville will hear you. Reach more people than you've ever been able to reach by coming on my show and broadcasting through News 104.5 WOKV. And not only that, if you're on my show, your podcast is loaded up to my site and your information is out there in perpetuity. So this is a good venue. Reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Also, if there's a topic you'd like to see us address, and typically it's a workforce issue, you know, how to deal with a difficult boss, how do I ask for a raise, how should I construct my resume to get the most attention, whatever it is, you know, reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll make sure that we address that topic on the show to help you to be more effective and productive in your professional careers. That's what this show is all about, dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. The next part of the show is one of my favorite. This is where we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. So with no further ado, let's go to Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Boston Danny here with your great northern update. So we're enjoying the weather. It's just like Florida up here right now. We got some 90 degree days under our belt, little humidity or a lot of humidity. We don't get many days like this up here, so we really relish them when they show up here. We get the mustard. We like it a lot. You know, thank God it doesn't stay around all the time because, you know, can get a little weary, you know, trying to work in this weather. And we all know what hard work is. But we power on, we get through it, we do the job. We stay hydrated, very important, and we enjoy it. Nothing like summer up in Boston, but we do enjoy our four seasons. And this is just really beautiful up here. I hope some of you people get a chance to come up and visit us. Check it out for yourself. You know, we are, like I say, the cradle of liberty. We like to, you know, flaunt our Boston-ness, as we like to say. And we're not bad people, folks. Come on up and say hi to us. So this week here, guys, we, you know, back in 2013, we had that horrible marathon bombing. You know, we had four people lose their lives. A lot of thought and effort went into the memorial for these people in the first responders and everyone that pitched in and helped out, you know, and took care of business up here. Really showed national pride, and, you know, everybody in the country supported us. But they finally got their act together after many redesigns and whatnot, and they've installed the memorial on Boylston Street. And they're actually right at the site of where the bombs went off, and, you know, they did a good job with it. They have some very informative stuff, and they have some beautiful bronze spires that they have finally installed. It's kind of a big deal up here. A lot of people in there. I was lucky enough to be in town and was able to check it out. So, you know, the good thing about that is that's going to be open for people to, you know, go and reflect and take care of business. But, you know, that's something that happened. We make sure it doesn't happen again, folks. Eternal vigilance. That's why we love you know, the United States. So anyway, enough of that gear. Let's get on some happy notes, you know. Literally, you know, I'm on this shark thing because they, you know, just now they got some video, you can look it up. They found a 30-footer down off of the Cape. And, you know, I've been looking into some of the theories why this stuff is happening. Who knows? They're saying it's because the oceans are cleaner and the sharks are able to come closer and they're not offended by, you know, any kind of pollution that we're doing. So I guess that's a good thing. You know, the seal population, that's something that I deal with and everything right here. But all I can say is I'd rather have the occasional shark shutting down the beach than gators and the stuff that you guys have to deal with sometimes when you're trying to get in swimming and cooling off during this hot weather. But anyway, I hope everyone's well. We don't have many shout outs this week. I want to shout out to my grandson, Desmond. He's a month old as of yesterday. We love him to death. He couldn't be any better. Being a grandfather is, you know, everything that everyone tells me it is. So, you know, to all us grandfathers out there, good for us. And everybody keep on rocking. So that's the only shout out I get this way. Get him in. Peter, love your show. You know what? Dying to get in touch with you all the time, so keep it coming for me, guys. Ladies and brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your week and keep it going. Have a wicked good summer, because I am.
Oh, another gem. Another gem from Boston, Danny. Good job, and I'm going to have a wicked good summer, Danny. Guys, if you missed this whole show, don't worry about it. You can go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and listen to the show in its entirety under episodes. You just click on there. I'm going to post the podcast tomorrow on Monday. Speaking of tomorrow, guys, make sure you write this website down because I need you to register for this. You write this. NavigateWomensTribe.com. Navigate women with an E, womenstribe.com. Go out there and register for it. Listen, if you want to learn how to get your dream career in 90 days, listen to Dr. Kim Bynum when she tells you step by step how to do it. You do not want to miss it. It's a free webinar. Go to it. I'm going to say it one last time. NavigateWomensTribe.com. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Kim Bynum, for joining us today as my guest on Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. Every week, we dedicate the show to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And oh, that music tells us we're all done. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us again, Hard Worker, with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.